Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When it comes to utensils, chopsticks are one of the oldest kids on the block, or in the kitchen. They earned their place at the Chinese dinner table around 400 CE, but were used for cooking in China well before that. Think around 1200 BCE. Fast forward 3,000 years and an exorbitant amount of rice later, and these thin, handheld sticks have only grown in popularity. More than 20% of the world's population uses chopsticks as their main eating utensil. China alone goes through 45 billion disposable pairs per year. So, how did two sticks start such a massive mealtime revolution? The ancient Chinese were the first to experiment with chopsticks nearly 3,000 years ago. But at that time, they weren't used as eating utensils. They used them for cooking, since they could safely dip them into boiling pots of water. Then China's population boomed. Cooks were forced to conserve resources, which meant chopping food into smaller bites that used less fuel to cook through. Bite-sized foods, paired with Chinese philosopher and vegetarian Confucius's anti-knife beliefs, set up the chopsticks for widespread adoption beyond China. Confucius saw knives as a reminder of the slaughterhouse. For the article this episode is based on, HowStuffWorks spoke via email with Reishi Hu, founder of Lost Plate Food Tours. Hu grew up in Chengdu, China, where she first used chopsticks at the age of two. She now leads food tours throughout Asia, and she's encountered many chopstick varieties in the process. Chinese chopsticks, for instance, tend to be long and thick, because Chinese cuisine often involves plucking pieces of food from shared dishes around the table. In Japan, where bamboo chopsticks were adopted in 500 CE for religious ceremonies, the utensils have evolved drastically over time. They're now particularly fine-tuned for one of Japan's main foods, fish. Hu explained, Japanese chopsticks are short and sharp, it's easy to remove fish bones with sharp chopsticks. She added that Japanese cuisine often involves individual portions instead of shared dishes, so those chopsticks don't need to be as long. While ubiquitous now, disposable wooden chopsticks were first invented in Japan in 1878. The upper class in China and Japan used to use ivory, jade, coral, and silver chopsticks. Who says that the latter, they believed, would, quote, corrode and turn black if it came into contact with poisoned food. Now, bamboo is often used for chopsticks since it's so easy and inexpensive to obtain. Head over to South Korea and chopsticks look a bit different still. There, chopsticks are flat and typically made of metal. Who points to the popularity of South Korean barbecue? The metal chopsticks won't catch fire when diners are grilling their meat tableside. Also, despite the prevalence of chopsticks in Thai American restaurants, the utensils don't often appear on Thai tables. Forks and spoons are currently preferred. Wherever you use them, however, how you handle your chopsticks matters. Who explains that the way you hold them in your hands is pretty much personal preference, though there are regional folktales. She said, "In my hometown, people say if you hold chopsticks toward the bottom, closer to your food, you will marry someone nearby. If you hold them at the top, far away from the food, you will marry someone far away." But folklore and hand grip aside, there are definitely rules of etiquette when it comes to using chopsticks at the table. Of course, niceties may vary, so if you're in a place that's new to you, take a moment to observe how it's done. But generally speaking, don't use chopsticks to eat straight from serving dishes. Eat from your plate. And don't use chopsticks to spear food. If you can't grab something with chopsticks, using your fingers is generally okay if the food is already on your plate. If it's in a serving dish, look for a spoon. Speaking of, only use serving chopsticks to access food in the shared dishes, but don't dig through food in a main serving dish with your chopsticks. Also, don't place chopsticks directly on the table. Place them on top of your own dish, parallel to the table, or on a chopstick rest. Also, never point chopsticks at fellow diners, even if they're resting atop your bowl or plate. And speaking of how you set your chopsticks down, this last one is important. Who said, "You should never stick your chopsticks into your food and let them rest there. You should always place them on top of the bowl or plate." This is because sticking them in your food is similar to putting incense in a pot or bowl, which is what we do for ancestors who have passed away. So if you do this, we think it means you've called some homeless street ghosts. Today's episode is based on the article, "How Chopsticks Became the Staple Utensil of Asia" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Stephanie Vermillion. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.